to the weekly hotspot, kink conversation, BDSM advice, insight from the worlds of distance, domination, and phone sex. We're your hosts, Mistress Delia, and I'm Ms. Olivia. We are talking about all of us who are turned on by feet. I say us because it's not just men who have a foot fetish, right, Ms. Delia?
Oh, that is so true. Men and women can have foot fetishes. And I'll tell you, even I have a bit of a foot fetish for soft, beautiful feet. And I have always said that I have a foot fetish for a man with a foot fetish. So I think that counts too. And we're just going to get so sexy with feet in this podcast.
Ooh, feet and shoes and stockings and... But first, before we get you all hot and bothered, we have a request, or if you're submissive, this is an order. A lot of people are listening via Apple Podcasts. Do us a favor or obey, bitch. Please subscribe to the podcast, like it, and leave a review on iTunes. You will find the handy link and the full transcript of this episode and other episodes on our blog, theweeklyhotspot.com. So, Miss Delia, you and I both have a foot fetish. How common do you think a foot fetish is?
I actually think it's really very common. No doubt. A lot of people love feet.
Like any fetish, it is not one size fits all. Pun intended. While more men might be sexually turned on by feet, women definitely talk about having a shoe fetish. In fact, we use those exact words. Oh, I have a shoe fetish. Look, DSW has a great sale on. So do you think that foot fetish is kind of a catch-all term for someone who is turned on by feet? How do we incorporate all of the sexy info just in this one podcast?
Well, I think we are going to have to talk about it all. The feet, the ankles, the toes, the arches, the shoes, the stockings, and the boots. If you think about it, there are just so many nuances to a foot fetish. Both men and women are aroused by it, and I love learning even more. So hopefully we can give people some little tidbits that they didn't know about. And one thing that I didn't know about that I actually learned while researching for this podcast, did you know that studies show that about half of people surveyed, they said that they had some kind of a foot fetish. So it is super common, even for famous people.
Absolutely. It's considered a sexual kink, but a very common one. And some of the famous people, I love this, some of the famous people who admit that they are turned on by feet, and I've mentioned him before, Quentin Tarantino. Like, I would love to see him do a foot fetish porn movie just about feet, because he gets it. That's a man with a serious foot fetish.
That would be just the sexiest. I would pay to see that.
Also, Andy Warhol, Elvis Presley, and God, a whole lot more. Like having a foot fetish, as you said, about half of the people surveyed. Wow. But there's still a lot of misconceptions about being attracted to feet. So I think people who do have a foot fetish, there's a little bit of a stigma. Why do you think the feet are thought of any differently from the guy who says, oh, I'm a boot man. Oh, I'm a leg man. Oh, I'm an ass man. You never hear a guy say, I'm a foot man.
Very true. And I think that, you know, breasts, the shape of them, the look of them, the cleavage, and your booty, those things are always celebrated. And truthfully, they're always sexualized. I mean, we hear songs about big booties and rappers who like big butts and they cannot lie. But even before that, there's a song in the show, A Chorus Line. The name of the song is Tits and Ass. And one of the female dancers is singing, kind of lamenting about she doesn't really have tits, she doesn't really have ass, to get her noticed or chosen for the role she's auditioning for. And then she goes to the doctor and gets some tits and ass, and she's picked for everything. And if you think about it, even in pop culture, Kim Kardashian, she has that iconic picture with her booty pushed back, the champagne bottle popped, and the champagne flying over her head, landing in the glass, perfectly balanced on her butt. So I think we see breasts and booties are very easy to sexualize. Our feet, they're powerful, they're strong, they move us, they do lots of work, they take a lot of abuse. It's very interesting to me, and I do sometimes wonder why people get so turned on by feet.
There's apparently a bunch of research on the origin of a foot fetish. One study by a neurologist believes that it's because the feet and the genitals occupy adjacent areas of the brains.
Somatosensory.
Yeah, okay. One study by a neurologist believes that it's because the feet and the genitals occupy adjacent areas. Now, what's the name of that cortex, Delia?
It is the somatosensory cortex.
I cannot say that to save my life. But I think that's so cool. And it sort of helps explain why sometimes when I'm at the nail salon and getting my feet massaged and I get a twinge in my pussy, it's kind of like, okay, I am not sexually aroused by the nail tech that is working on my feet. But apparently there's the chance that there's some neural crosstalk between those two brain areas. I find that fascinating.
That really is wild. And it probably very much explains why I get so much of a rush when I get a foot massage.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Now, it's not always a foot fetish, but this could also be incorporated into kink. In a previous podcast, you mentioned the definition of a fetish, something that you have to have in order to get sexual pleasure. We talked a little bit about feet as we discussed how to hide your fetish or talk about your kink with your partner. But I really think that, like everything, there's all these gradations. You could love feet but not have a fetish. I think from the femdom point of view, God, foot play is a fabulous part of dominance and submission. The physical activity involves the feet, but the psychological elements of dominance and submission are what really create the scene.
So very true. It's actually really fun to have a foot slave, someone who can worship your feet and pamper your toes, maybe kiss and lick and suck them. A man as a foot slave is a wonderful thing. And I learned how much I love foot slaves and foot domination when a pain slut that I played with a very long time ago just begged to massage my feet. I thought it was strange, but I like my feet rubbed, so I said yes. And it turned into an over 2 hour long foot massage. I was ridiculously aroused. And then into a foot job where I had an orgasm from giving the foot job with that slut under my feet. It was something that was beyond my imagination at the time, but obviously was so incredibly powerful that it really helped me to fall in love with a foot fetish and foot worship and foot domination as part of my kink play. Incredible.
Absolutely. So I have a confession. The foot worship, I think, is also part of overall body worship. this podcast was inspired by someone who gives the absolute best body worship I have ever had. And even now, as we're doing the podcast, I'm thinking of him at the other end of the couch, my beautiful bare foot in his hand as he's caressing my bare flesh, massaging, reaching down and licking and then sucking my pretty toes, moving up from my toes, sliding hands up my legs, pussy worship and ass worship. Oh my God, tell you, we need to do separate podcasts about pussy worship and ass worship.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, we do. I mean, that would be so fucking sexy, right?
Absolutely. I mean, being a foot slave as part of being a submissive, or just because, it all feels incredibly good, doesn't it?
You know, it really does. Every aspect of it, from pampering my pretty feet, massaging them, using wonderful lotion, all of those things, I think, are loved by foot slaves. And I'll tell you too, one thing that I really love is when a foot slave, and maybe specifically a sissy foot slave, learns to do a pedicure. That is just the best.
So are you nervous about having your sissy slaves do a pedicure? I have a regular pedicure woman, and I've had sissy foot slaves beg to give a pedicure, like at a fetish party or something like that. And I'm like, I don't know. You know, because sometimes if they're not going to do a good job, I don't want to walk around all night with my toenail polish all fucked up, looking weird.
I think it's true, but you can teach your sissy to do a really personalized pedicure, something that you can't get at the nail salon. And, you know, if you think about sissy worshiping your feet on her knees, I think that's pretty powerful.
Oh, so true. Because sissy slaves often love the humiliation of being on her knees, like in front of the foot, in front of mistress, being under the soul of mistress. That erotic humiliation is awesome for the mistress and the person that loves erotic humiliation. Oh, it can be things like licking the dirty soles of feet, stinky shoes, stinky feet. What do you do when someone says, oh, I want to be humiliated by your feet, mistress? Mm.
Well, I think my brain automatically can go into like mean mistress foot humiliation mode. I love that so much. And what I do is I tend to focus on the odors of my feet because I'm a runner. So I have my same sneakers on all the time. And when I run, my feet sweat and I know they're not pretty. Or the cleaning of dirt and sweat, especially if I've been walking around outside or on unclean floors, you know, licking the soles, making sure that they're all clean. And after I'm running, oh, just laying you down and putting my sweaty, stinky feet right in your face and just having you breathe in those foot smells. Even if I've been out all night and had on my favorite leather shoes, so my feet have the smell of leather and sweat. Yeah, that's what I do.
So everything that you mentioned are some types of foot play. We're going to talk about the types of foot play more in just a second. But I want people to realize this is not something new. If you are turned on by feet, you are in good company. This has been something that has been, I don't know, all throughout history, people have been fascinated by feet. But I also think it's important to remember that each person has their own individual experience with loving feet. So one person is going to be like, oh my God, dirty, stinky feet all over my face. Ooh, that's gross. And another person will be like, oh, that's going to make me have an orgasm so fast. So with types of foot play, there is a huge amount of porn. Everything from foot fetish photos to foot fetish porn, bare feet, shoes and boots, socks, nylon stockings, adornment, polished rings, anklets, and the list can go on and on. We've talked a little bit about bare feet. Let's talk about shoes and boots. Many a dominatrix will tell a submissive to fuck a shoe.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. I love that. In my house, though, shoes and boots are really important. My husband, Jack, kind of has a fetish, especially for boots. So in my house, boots are worshipped. I think the smell of the leather is one of the really big triggers. And just imagine being a submissive down on your knees, your head resting on mistress's boots, warm from her legs. The warmth and the leather smell, oh, it can just be so intoxicating. And I actually have a routine in my house about once a month, depending on how much use my boots and shoes have gotten. Jack has to clean and polish all of my fetish shoes and boots, and he does a great job. He conditions the leather and then makes my stiletto heels shine. It's fantastic.
Oh, what a good man. So do you find that when a man wants to suck a stiletto, he might be, cop curious, or certainly wanting to suck a strap-on cock? Freud called the feet a penis symbol. But, you know, Freud was kind of crazy.
He really was.
So I don't really know, but from my experience with phone sex, someone who says, mistress, let me suck your stilettos, that can often lead to the confession about, you know, I really wouldn't mind sucking cock, mistress. What do you think?
You know, I think that that is very, very interesting. And like you said before, the somatosensory cortex, there are a couple of things that play around together in the brain like that. But, well, I think that it could be true. Because of that, I think of foot fetishism as something that's really just different, like in its own little compartment there. I think of, instead of sucking a cock or being cock curious, I think of it more as an oral fixation. And that, yes, that can include cock sucking or strap-on sucking. But I think that men who love to suck feet and toes and heels, that they actually get pleasure and arousal from the feeling of sucking toes or shoes, parts of the foot. And I think that's where the pleasure is. So it's not really, I don't think, linked to cock sucking at all, even though Freud called the heel a penis symbol. I really think it's something completely different altogether.
I think sometimes it can be used as the entry point to talk about something. Say that the caller is shy or unsure about or embarrassed about or doesn't want to say out loud or admit. I agree with you. Just the sensation of lips on feet. It's like phenomenal. Mm. Now, bare feet or stockings. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. There are pantyhose, tights fetishes, nylon fetish. I think the fascination with nylon stockings is perhaps the most popular.
I would agree with that.
There are so many things. You think
that
too?
Yeah, I absolutely do. In my house, we get a shipment of nylons of the month for me.
See, that's beautiful. Now, I actually have a couple of cats. So it has to be every 2 weeks in my household because one of those little fuckers will reach up and go, oh, that swish of the nylon is so festive and great. And it's like, oh, motherfucker. Oh. But you know what I do? I save those ripped nylons and I use them for sissy humiliation and sissy play. I don't tell the sissy that the nylons already have a run in them. And then I'll be like, oh, you naughty sissy. Look at this. It's a ripped nylon. I have to punish you now. Bent over, bitch.
You're so naughty.
So it's a little bit of a setup. Yeah, it's cool. Just a little bit.
You can also use those run-in nylons. You can use them for bondage, tying someone's hands behind their back maybe, or stuffing them in someone's mouth because you're just going to throw them out anyway.
Ooh, absolutely. Or, and you have to be a little bit delicate about this, but you can use them for tying up the cock and balls. But be careful because it stretches. Okay, so one thing that you don't want to do is tie knots in nylon because once it can be very hard to get the knot untied. So the nylon is nice and long. Tie a bow around the cock and balls with that used nylon.
I absolutely love that.
Or just simply using it to swish that nylon over that aroused cock and those swelling balls. There's so many things to do. You know, that swish, slowly peeling the stocking off, teasing the cock with the silky softness. Oh, so much stuff.
You know, I think it's because stockings really showcase the legs, that's what makes the stockings so sexy. That soft shimmer. They highlight the shape, the muscles, the tone of your legs, everything good about the legs. And they add that little bit of mystery, of sexiness. They add to the beauty and the feel of stockings on a cock. Giving a foot job with nyloned feet. Oh, that is heavenly. And I need to give a little nod to socks too. I have spoken to men who absolutely love socks and kind of an interesting specific kind of socks too. The most common thing I actually hear about socks is a fetish for those white cable knit knee socks. So it's kind of fascinating.
Let's talk some more specifics. Foot kissing or foot licking, toe sucking or toe nibbling, or all of the above. Miss Delia, what do you like?
Ooh, you know, I love them all because the different sensations just do different things to my body. But if I had to pick one, I think I would say toe sucking. And it's the visual of it for me combined with the feelings. So once I get a pedicure and I have my toes painted that pretty burgundy apple red, that really deep, rich color, I love to see my toe sliding in and out of a man's mouth. It's highly erotic.
You know what? That's my signature color for my feet. I will change my nail polish on my hands, and I'll often do a nude and American manicure, French manicure on my hands, but my feet, it's always that opie wine color that is just so hot. And I agree with you. Part of it is seeing his lips on my foot with my toes, those jewel-like toenails. And then for me, it's the arch of my foot, feeling the nibble of those lips right on the arch of my foot. That will give me an orgasm each and every time. But you know, until you said that, I hadn't really thought about the visual, but the visual is absolutely part of it. And when I really connect with the caller, I visualize him. There's a movie of him nibbling on my feet or kissing my ass or licking my pussy. I am absolutely watching that movie, and that is part of the arousal for me.
That is so, so perfectly said. And I think you and I both try to create that movie with our descriptions and everything that we have said, you know, so we can really make a man feel like he is right there with us. He can have that same experience too. I think that's amazing. You talked about your arches. I want to go back to that because it's my arches too for my feet that are so sensitive, but I like a different sensation. I can't come from nibbling, but I get off on the squeezing and the rubbing of, let's say, like a foot job, you know, a hand job with your feet, and the squeeze that I can give with my feet and that up and down rubbing motion, that is what does it for me, for sure.
And let me just point out, even though we're femdoms or mistresses, we are not shy about giving pleasure to the other person because the two are not mutually exclusive. Like, it is so much fun to watch a man as he's just squirming, or listen to him on the phone as he's that gasp. Ooh, it amazes me. And you know, another thing that I'm kind of surprised at when I started researching this, the number of articles aimed at a female audience about trying foot worship, being on the receiving end, how to interact with your partner who is turned on by feet, or tells you that he has a foot fetish. Even things like, if your partner has a foot fetish, send in some foot selfies.
Wow.
Which we already know. But these are generally vanilla women. And these articles are saying, ladies, if you are not capitalizing on this guy who wants to worship and massage and love on your feet, then you are really missing out. Are you kind of surprised at that?
Not really, because I mean, I have had lots of requests for foot selfies, feet pictures, and obviously I take them and show them. I think it's a very common thing because guys love that and the visual is so important and they just get worked up and turned on. And I think all women should do this and just highlight those sexy parts of their body and just love it.
So we are dominant women, strong women, femdoms, mistresses, which means that sometimes we'll get a little bit naughty and frisky and controlling when we're out and about. I personally like to get guys worked up with the sexy shoe dangle. So the shoe, like my legs are crossed, the heel pops off, and it just dangles on those toes. Kind of move your toes to flip the heel back on the foot and then dangle and back on the foot. Or bare feet, sliding my feet out of sandals or even flip-flops and displaying my beautifully manicured, beautifully pedicured feet, bare feet, and just wiggling my sexy toes. I can spot a man with a foot fetish from a distance and then just kind of enjoy his enjoyment, knowing that he's turned on my feet. Then he wants to get down on his knees and suck my pretty toes till the cows come home. I love that, don't you?
I actually really do. And I am very much the same. I can always pick out guys with foot fetishes too. I will tell you, I love to go to a local bookstore. It's a very comfy place and people go there to just sit and read in their nice, big, comfy leather chairs. I can always, always catch a couple of men staring at my feet and heels. So this is what I do. Like you, I cross my legs. And I know what I'm doing because I'll just dangle my shoe, let it hang there off my toes, the leather heel hanging so prettily. And I also kind of slip it back off and back on and back off and back on. And when I look up, I can see any of the men who have been looking will blush and immediately start to kind of, you know, look away, focus on their books again. I always catch them. These men want to be foot slaves, obviously, right?
Absolutely. Yes, they do. But here's, even if you think that a woman is sending you, oh, I want you to be my foot slave kind of nonverbal communication, let her make the first move, like an overt, no kidding. Hey, I see you looking at my feet. Maybe we should go over here and talk for a little bit. Like, let her make the first move. Do not be like the toe-suck fairy in Arkansas who ended up in jail after approaching women asking to suck their toes. Like, don't fucking do that. I can understand how people get very frustrated when their face-to-face partner doesn't get it, doesn't get that they are turned on by feet. As a matter of fact, there was this guy who called me for years, huge foot fetish, and he just loved loving on feet, and he's happily married, long-term marriage to his wife that he absolutely adores, and he wants to love on her feet. So I said, okay, I'll help you. And we did this whole schedule, you know, this whole thing of how to talk to your partner about your foot fetish. But he messed up and he didn't stick to the schedule. He went from, you know, I really think your feet are pretty, too. I want to suck your toes in like 2 minutes. And it freaked her out. And she agreed to, you know, try and accommodate his fetish. But she was faking it. It like freaked her out. So if mistress puts you on an advice schedule of how to talk to your partner about your foot fetish, follow mistress advice always.
Oh, that is so important, because if you have a foot fetish, we are experienced. We know what we're talking about and we love the kink and we've got our own kinds of foot fetishes too. So when you talk to us and you're sharing your fantasy or you're getting some advice, we're giving you that very specific advice or those steps or those sexy assignments, because we really truly want to make your erotic experience with your kink even better.
And here's one thing. When you call us, when you call for phone sex or female domination, when you call us, you don't have to remember that there's a whole woman that's attached to the feet. By that, I mean, you can call and say, I want to suck your toes. And we're not going to be like, okay, wait a minute. Hello. Let me tell you about my day. Did you take out the trash? Like, you're not going to get the stuff that you normally have to have in a relationship. But I will say that any foot job or foot scene on the phone is exponentially better if a relationship is established. And it doesn't have to be huge. Like one of my favorite people, I talk baseball with him. I talk baseball and then he gets on his knees. He just worships my feet and moves up my legs. Just makes me feel so good. But the fact that we start off talking about something other than the kink really makes it a whole full relationship for me. I think that's huge.
I would agree. I think that that's really important. And remembering that the person who's attached to your feet, the woman who is attached to those pretty, pretty feet, is the person whose mind is controlling the kink. I love that.
Oh, now that's an even better way to say it. I agree. So for our listeners, if I wiggle my sexy toes at you, will you obey? Oh, I think you would. We know that a lot of people are listening via Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe to the Weekly Hotspot Podcast. Like it. Leave a review on iTunes. You will find this link and others in the full transcript of the episode on our blog, theweeklyhotspot.com. Oh, and you'll also see some smoking hot foot pics.
Oh, hell yes. I take foot selfies for sure. And so you're going to have to follow our blogs to see those smoking hot pics and to hear all the latest best news. My blog is begformistress.com and Olivia's blog is experiencedmistress.com. You can also get even more pictures and sexy links following us on Twitter. Olivia is at MistressOlivia1 and I am at Empress Delia.
You can also send us an email, Delia@EnchantrixEmpire.com or Olivia@EnchantrixEmpire.com. Here are your questions. Are you ready? Do you get turned on by feet? What is your favorite sexy foot scene? Hint, you might inspire an audio, so you really want to answer this question. For now, though, have fun doing what you're doing. We're heading off to get a pedicure, but we will see you next time for The Weekly Hotspot.
Thanks for joining us. Bye.